Hey guys, good morning. I'm Nick Baker. I am your host, and you're listening to Becoming More Than I Am Now. And I'd like to look at a few scriptures this morning that would help you focus on how to overcome the obstacles which you are facing this morning. This morning, I would like to look at the book of Proverbs. Last week, we looked over Isaiah. This week is Proverbs chapter 24. And it says right here, "Do not be envious of evil men, nor desire to be with them. For their heart devises violence, and their lips talk of troublemaking." What is Solomon talking about here? Troublemaking. Solomon is talking about there are people who like to stir trouble and backstab other people. They like to talk about you behind your backs. Even Solomon is warning us right here in the book of Proverbs chapter 24. Solomon warns us how to be careful with wicked men. Through wisdom, a house is built, and by understanding it is established. By knowledge, the rooms are filled with all precious and pleasant riches. A wise man is strong. Yes, a man of knowledge increase strength. For by wise counsel, you will wage your own war. And in a multitude of counselors, and there is safety. Wisdom is too lofty for a fool. He does not open his mouth in a gate. He who plots to do evil will be called to shimmer. The devising of foolishness is sin, and the scoffer is an abomination to men. If you faint in the days of adversity, your strength is small. Deliver those who are drawn toward death, and hold back those trembling to the slaughter. There are people out there, Islam, Muslims, are killing innocent people. Muslims are not friendly people. You guys think they're friendly, but they're not friendly. They like to murder people. The Muslims are the occult. They worship Allah Akbar. Allah is Satan. Knowing that it stands for God is with us. But they don't realize that Allah is a small g god. The small g god That is Satan right there. God doesn't murder people. Satan does. Lucifer always kills innocent people. If you go to Syria, ISIS is going to kill you. All of the Muslims will kill you in the name of Satan. And you see that happen. You are seeing people being slaughtered. You've seen babies being murdered in their mother's womb. Why? Because the Democrats are pro-choice. Not pro-life, pro-choice. And these babies are being murdered. They care about children, but they don't care about the unborn children. They care about the children being whipped out of their mother's arms, but they don't care about whipping out the babies out of the mother's womb. Satan, the enemy, is attacking our president, too. Because the president wants to stop abortion. He wants to illegalize it. Obama legalized abortion, but Donald Trump wants to make it illegal. He wants to abolish it. And the so-called Christians are having a hissy fit about Trump abolishing abortion. What do people act strangely at night when it's a full moon? It's because their DNA has been altered. Altered by Baal. That's why there's a lot of wickedness going on in his country. In his world. Witchcraft. Worship the light of darkness, not the kingdom of light, but the kingdom of darkness. The evil, wicked people out there don't even care about anybody else but themselves. There are witches that are trying to stop Donald Trump. Why? Because they want to kill him. They want to find ways to accuse him. Those witches wanted Hillary Clinton in office. So that she could abolish Christianity. And that's not going to happen. President is under attack, ladies and gentlemen. He's being attacked for and trying to save Christianity. He's being attacked by the devil. We have to find a way to stop witchcraft. We have to fight against those witches in the name of Jesus. We have to pray. Pray is the key of ending all evil. That's what Solomon is saying right here in the scriptures. Because the Bible talks about witchcraft. 1:12 says, if you say, surely we did not know this, does not he who weighs the hearts consider it? He who keeps your soul, does he not know it? And will he not render to each man according to his deeds? My son, eat honey, because it is good. And the honeycomb, which is sweet to your taste. Your soul shall the knowledge of wisdom be to your soul. If you have found it, there is a prospect. Prospect. And your hope will not be cut off. Do not lie in wait, O wicked man, against the dwelling of the righteous. Do not plunder his resting place, so a righteous man may fall 7 times and rise again, but the wicked shall fall by calamity. Do not rejoice when your enemy falls, and do not let your heart be glad when he stumbles. Lest the Lord see it, and it displease him, and he turned away his wrath from him, and do not fret because of the evildoers, nor the envious of the wicked, for there will be no prospect for the evil man. The lamp of the wicked will be put out. My son, fear the Lord and the King. Do not associate with those given to change. And he is telling you that you could change. If you have sinned against Christ, you could change right now. You can repent from your sins. There are evilness going on right now. When you see and so many practicing witchcraft, walk away. If you see a medium, walk away. Because you are listening to doom and gloom. You are listening to the mainstream media. You're listening to the lies of the mainstream media. And you shouldn't listen to the mainstream media. Why? Because they are the most wicked people out there that don't tell the news, that don't tell the truth. They lie. It's all fake news. All fake news. Get away from the doom and gloom. And start listening to the good news. And listening to the voice of God, not the voice of Satan. Big Satan saying that, oh, Donald Trump is evil. Oh, he molested women. He raped women. No, he did not. That is the Clintons putting their own faults on Trump. Why? Because they're pedophiles. Bill Clinton, Hillary Clinton, they are pedophiles. Oh, he's looking for young women to have sex with. Pornography. Bill Clinton bought a 16-year-old girl. Bought her with his own money. Why? Why did he do that? So he could rape her and blame it 20 years later on Donald Trump. 20 years later to blame it on Donald Trump. Doesn't mean Bush is innocent of buying sex slaves. George H.W. Bush is guilty of buying sex slaves. Buying them. There are prostitutes out there that sell themselves for sex. I don't care who you are. I don't care what kind of leader you are. A church leader, president, whoever. If you're a politician, shame on you. Shame on the Democratic Party. I know all of the Democrats listen to the show. Why? Because the Democratic Party created Google and created this. The Democrats, they shouldn't. If you're a Democrat and you bought a prostitute to have sex with, shame on you. Shame on you. If you're a Republican, shame on you. If you're a pastor, shame on you. They're children. You are the most sickening people. You should be ashamed of yourselves if you're a pastor. And I'm asking you to repent from your sins. Repent, 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 repent. I'm begging you. All of the leaders, church leaders, world leaders, I'm begging you to repent. That's all I'm asking. It's for you all to repent from your sins. But Nick, I didn't know she was a prostitute. She does ask me for sex. Oh, really now? Really? The girl asked you for sex. Didn't you tell her, oh, I'm a pastor? I can't have sex with an underage girl? That's what he should have said. I'm a Christian. I listen to God only. And I do his deeds only. What kind of pastor are you? How many underage girls in your church did you have sex with? 40? 50? 60? 80? How many? How many young girls have you raped in your church? I'm talking to the pastors right now this morning. How many young girls in the church have you raped? How many? Because you're not doing God's work. You're not preaching God's word. You're turning away from God. You have. You turn away from God to prey on a young girl that is probably 12 years old, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Why? Because you've been listening too much of Pope Francis. Pope Francis. He's wanted He is. He's wanted. For a human sacrifice. Do you practice witchcraft in your church? Dark ceremonies in your church? Planting babies on your altar? A bam? I think so. I know a lot of you who are listening to the podcast probably sacrificed murdered too many innocent people, innocent children. And you call yourselves Christians, you call yourselves pastors, and these children are being murdered on the altar. The altar of Baal. Do you know what Satan is doing to you? Knowing that Satan always finds the pastor, finds churches to build his altar, to burn children alive, or pick up a knife and stab the child, cut him open while the organs pop out, all of the intestines. Bury the child and see if the child raises up again like Jesus. There's a pastor who I've listened to. He practiced witchcraft in his church. He cut himself open, pulled out his intestines, lay it in the box overnight, had his buddies close up the hole, and next day he was healed. The organs were put back into place. The room was closed. He healed himself like Jesus will heal himself. There's a lot of crazy church leaders out there that shouldn't be in the church in the first place. If you're in the church with a pedophile, you get out of there. Get out of that church. Find a church that wouldn't touch your child sexually. But you don't want no man touching your child. These churches should do background checks. They should. You have a record of pedophilia? If the pastor that the church is hiring lies, and the church board does a background check on the pastor, and boom! Ding, 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 ding! Alert, alert, alert! Yep! Ha! multiple charges for child sacrifice. How wonderful! The bastard just lied to me. Yep. There you go. That's your answer. And on the bottom of the screen says, wanted. Yep. When that red flag goes up, you better step away. You better step away and think twice if you want to hire that person. And don't care if you're a chairman on the church board. Please be careful who you hire. You don't want a pedophile working in your church as a pastor. Think twice about ladies and gentlemen. Because if you want to come to Christ, and you could come to Christ, you could repent from your sins right now. Knowing how hard all of the struggles that you're going through right now, this morning. All of the mountains that you face every morning and don't know how to overcome them. Jesus had obstacles and he always found a way to overcome them. Every obstacle that you face, you could overcome it. Every mountain that you see, find a way to climb it. Always. I'm going to pray for you this morning before I close. Father, I thank you this morning. I thank you for those who are listening to the podcast. Because there are church leaders that are out there waiting for an innocent child to prey on, to attack. They call themselves pastors and the ladies, innocent children on the altar of Satan. And I declare in the name of Jesus that these churches would be going back to you, going back to the kingdom in the name of Jesus. These pastors would be healed in the name of Jesus. No more child sacrifice in the churches. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, these children would be safe in a church without being harmed. In the name of Jesus. All of the world leaders, in the name of Jesus, that the 501c3 would be gone, would be abolished, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, that these pastors will repent from their sins. And I pray for these church leaders around the world that don't know what they're doing. Jesus cried out, Father, Father, forgive them for know what they do. Thank you for the cross, Jesus. Thank you for dying on the cross for our sins. Jesus, there are people out there listening to this podcast this morning that don't know what to do. They're stuck in sin. And it's in your name, Jesus, I pray. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you can pray this prayer right now. Just say, Lord Jesus, I know I'm a sinner. Help me turn my ways from evil. Help me be like Solomon. Help me be wise like Solomon. I turn away from my sins, my Lord, to follow you from this day forward. I'll do whatever you tell me, Lord. I'll be a follower, a leader that you call me to be. In your name, amen. You pray that prayer, you're going to see difference in your life. You will. You will see change in your life. And I want to thank you all for listening this morning. And remember to keep strength, keep faith, love God.